You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Didn't really get to talk about it during the show this morning, but we're all real excited. I'm not sure if you heard or not, about the story ESPN released this morning on Bill Belichick's offseason job search. Maybe that's something for off the board tomorrow. But it does not sound like things ended well between Bill and Bob Kraft. And when he went searching for a job, the only place where he got an interview this offseason in Atlanta, it wasn't exactly a vote of confidence he got from his former boss. Lightning bets in just a moment here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Don't forget, you can take us with you wherever you go inside your Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's free. Download it today. You can rewind anything you may have missed in the last 72 hours on the BetQL network. You can also download everything for your on-demand listening pleasure as a podcast. Just search BetQL Daily wherever you get your podcasts, including inside that Odyssey app. We appreciate you joining us live every single morning as well from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, and on YouTube on the Odyssey Sports channel as well. So, lightning bets with Eastern Conference play-in games, with baseball, maybe some series bets we want to get in early before those get started this weekend in the NBA. Where do we want to go first, Joe?
We're going to go with some props in the NBA. Maxi over points, rebounds, assists. I'm going over 34 and the hook. And I'm making sure that I don't overreact to what he did in the regular season, because those were games without Embiid, without Butler. So you don't want to take away too much from those. But just the number, I thought it was going to end up being a lot higher. But with everything involved here, you know that there's that baseline with his rebounds and assists that's going to help here as well. The points alone is at 24.5. So I think Maxey's the guy in the Sixers that ends up having the big game here, over 34.5. And yes, Bam has done very well against Embiid. However, it's not about the offense. It's about his defense. And his points and rebounds is really juiced up. And I think part of the reason is because of the success he had in the regular season when Embiid wasn't on the court. I'm going under 28.5 points and rebounds for Bam over Maxey on the PRA. And then Hawks Bulls, who made it tough on me. I wanted to pick some Hawks players for made threes props, but they're juice to a crazy number. So I'm going to go most threes in the game, Bogdanović at plus 360. I think that's a pretty good number. And, you know, game one for White Sox Royals. Gave it out yesterday. It was washed out, but I'll take KC in the Singer game on the run line.
Okay. In the NBA, I hope you were listening to our segment earlier, because Joel Embiid's PRA prop of 47.5 is now juiced to minus 125. Maybe people were listening and tailed. I don't know what happened with that.
At under?
That escalated quickly. Yeah, under. Under. Okay, so I'll be on that. And then in Major League Baseball, was looking for a prop. Detmers is off to a nice start to the season. He's had 7 Ks in 2 outings and 12 in 1 outing against the Red Sox. So I'm going to bet alt strikeout 7 plus at plus 132. Playing the Rays.
All right.
That's it.
I like that. So some baseball plays first. I mentioned Judge and Stanton with really good career numbers against Kevin Gausman, who's been terrible early in the season. The numbers aren't huge. In fact, they're pretty small, but Judge home run, a little better than 2-1. Stanton home run, 340. Sprinkle a little bit on both of those. Might even, just for funsies, parlay them at 12-1, because why not? Also, Mike Trout against Zach Littell is 2-for-2 with a walk. Limited action against him, but just Trout in general has been on fire lately. 725 slugging percentage in his last 10 games, 12-for-40 with 7 extra base hits. So we go over his total base prop at even money for Mike Trout. And Pablo Lopez, 7 strikeouts and 4 innings of work last time out. He's got the O's today. Pablo Lopez over 5.5 strikeouts. It is juicy at minus 155. Maybe look for an alt line if we can find it before that game gets started. And the Royals doubleheader money line parlay is plus 143. They sweep the Sox on the south side today because, well, the White Sox. I don't know what other reason you need for that one. NBA, Hawks Bulls over 225.5. Probably ends up being the only game of the 4 play-in games these first 2 nights that goes over the total. But I think it'll be sloppy defensively on both ends. And a couple of series bets I want to get in now. Bucks Pacers to go 7 games, plus 185. I really like that number. Joe mentioned it earlier. And Orlando over the Cavs. The series number is plus 155. I'll take that now just in case it should move between now and Saturday morning. So there we go. Paul, do you have anything for us on this glorious Wednesday morning?
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, maybe I'll do what I did yesterday.
Golf.
And, No.
Come on, give us those RBC bets. We know you got them.
I don't, actually. But I was like looking. So I looked at some things and like,
there I'll just is.
Like, here's some he information, looked. Not necessarily actionable, but like, Ron Kloss puts out a lot of good information every week on like different golf insights and strokes gained, like with their motto over at BetSports. But. Like some guys that are not like after a major, like a little bit of a major letdown, a guy like Homa kind of fit that bill. So if like you want to look at ways to fade him, that could definitely be an option. Will I get there in some capacity by the end of the day? Probably.
Yes.
Others to fade.
That Paul Aspen 7 p.m. text tonight that he's in on Thigala is going to hit different.
God, that was such a great call of Morikawa. It was such a great call of Morikawa.
It was. Until Colin Morikawa remembered he was Colin Morikawa.
Yeah. Bill Z is one of those guys that doesn't look great after a major. I was actually thinking, is this a comeback spot for Wyndham Clark? Because he started off okay.
Yes.
And then
it makes perfect sense. This is their once in a lifetime opportunity. It's a whirlwind. I'm talking about the ones that competed, the ones that finished top 5, top 10, and decide to play the next week. Automatic fades. They haven't even thought about RBC for the ones that are deciding to show up. So yeah,
right.
I would fade
now. Like Clark missed the cut. He had a couple extra days to like reset and be like, all right, now let me go out and
different.
Do some things at the RBC. So Look, no official plays or anything. You guys want to do your own research? Go nuts. I'm a defeated man right now.
His lightning bets is go do your own research.
Yeah. But, hey, man, it doesn't have to be picks, picks, picks. But, like, here are some names. Look at some different things and decide if you want to do anything. But you know what you shouldn't do? Go out and throw sweeper pitches because you'll destroy your elbow. Oh, so I'll see the rest of my time to Jake Hassan. But I will be – all right. I'll do the Royals thing. I'll do the Royals.
There it is. There it is. Yeah. Doubleheader parlay or just one out of two?
So
parlay with me. Come on.
All right, fine. I'll ride with Chris Mack. We'll go some Wednesday afternoon Mack-tion.
There we go.
Well,
he's just saving his bankroll for his golf bets later today.
Right? It's not that I've not been listening to you guys. But Hawks? Like, should the Bulls be laying three to anyone?
That's what I said.
All right. So
I don't
want
to bet it. I don't want to bet that
I know.
Game. Do you?
I know.
You really want to bet on the Atlanta Hawks right now?
Yeah. I don't want to
like
bet
Trae
on
Young
the Hawks
alternate threes
Bulls.
Or something?
I'm sorry we pestered you to give us some sort of bets, Paul. I think it's time to no. Now you're grasping.
Do your own research. He's Aaron Rodgers.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, sorry. That's not... Too far.
Yeah.
Too far.
Too close. Walk it
and
back.
In the clip, he said, "I did my own research." Here it is. Huh. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't like that I do my own research? She's arguing with him.
Right, but Paul's not saying he did his own research. She's trying to lead you to the water of doing your own.
Some people are saying, here's an interesting thing to look at, you know?
Some people.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
To be fair, people should do their own research.
Well, he said he did his. How's that going? I don't think he's going to.
Right. Like, I'd rather just be like, hey, here's some information, follow it up with your own research, than being like, this was a hoax created by these people or something like that.
Yeah.
I do like this for a possible promo. BetQL Daily, weekdays 9 to noon. They've got picks. Go do your own research, people.
You know, in a picks heavy world.
Yeah.
He's trying to stand out. He's a peacock. We got to let him fly.
You're saying Sahith Theegala may have been created in a laboratory in the 1980s just to destroy your bankroll?
I was going to say, to break your heart, yeah, which actually, you know, a lot of some similar threads there. Maybe we should move on.
Persian Kevin Love?
All right. Hello. Wow. For the games starting in like an hour or so, I will be on the Brewers team total over 4.5. They do really well against sinkers and four-seam fastballs, which Michael King throws 50% of the time. And I'm going to go Jonah Heim, 2+ total bases. He has good history against Tarik Skubal. I was going to do the Royals double-double parlay, but now everybody's on it. I'm scared because how could it possibly go wrong
which
that we're all
loses?
On it?
Which one loses? I feel better about the early game.
Yes, feel way better about the early game. I mean, it's still Michael Wacha versus Eric Fetty, so things can get weird. So in the first game, I will just simply go White Sox team total under 1.5 in the first five because Singer has been awesome and already faced them once, and it's the White Sox on a terrible day in Chicago where it's just raining.
Mm.
More baseball bets from Jake Hassan alongside Lucy Burge at 2 Eastern with Bet Slips and Bat Flips. We will be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern, breaking down that Eastern Conference play-in action, looking ahead maybe to some of the two-seed matchup against the 7 who will be set after tonight. More baseball as well, but definitely not as much as today. We're getting you closer to the NFL draft as well tomorrow right here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.